Some years ago, we took a delegation of teenagers to a youth conference at the Jersey Shore, and one of our volunteers was one of the counselors. One evening, she left the meeting early to check on one of the kids from our group. He started walking down the boardwalk. Suddenly, she hears us cry for help from the water down below. She realized a girl was out there in that dark ocean, about to drown. So she yelled for others to come. She pulled off her shoes and jumped into the water. Now, she knew this was a life-or-death situation, and she said, "I just had to do something." Pretty soon, a couple of men jumped in to help her, and together they were able to rescue that young woman. And you know what? Our friend realized the real reason she'd been out on the boardwalk that night. Much to her surprise, she had literally been placed there to save a life. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the surprising reason you are where you are. Now, our word for today from the Word of God. We're in the amazing story of Esther, which is told in the book in the Bible that carries her name. Esther was a young Jewish woman who was in Persia as part of the Jews who had been brought there when the Persians conquered her people. But through an amazing series of events, she becomes the queen of Persia, the wife of the most powerful man in the world. But no one knew she was a Jew. When a power-mad member of the king's court engineered his royal decree to have the Jews annihilated, the man who raised Esther sent her a message, challenging her to use her access to the king to save her people. To do so, she would literally have to risk her life because the law required that anyone who came to the king uninvited, even the queen, would be put to death unless the king extended his golden scepter to spare them. And Esther had not been summoned by the king for a month. The challenge Esther receives is in our word for today from the Word of God, Esther 4:14. And my friend, it may very well be the challenge our Savior has for you at this point in your life. You ready? Who knows but that you have come to royal position for such a time as this? In other words, God has placed you where you are, not just to enjoy the benefits of your position, but to save lives. Now, have you considered that maybe that's the same reason you've been positioned where you are? You work where you work, you live where you live, you go to school where you go to school, you do what you do, because God has assigned you there to be those people's link to Jesus. Some years ago, my friend Gary was talking with a woman whose dad teaches at one of America's military academies. And the woman was really spiritually burdened for her dad. Gary knows a lot of influential people, and he offered to call the then chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff to invite her dad to an upcoming adult outreach. Or he said, "I'll even call a Christian cabinet member I know in this administration." But to my friend's surprise, the woman said, "No, that won't work." Gary asked her what would work. Who could get through to her father? Her answer? She said, "Another professor. Someone like him." Well, that's probably how the people around you are going to be reached for Christ. Through someone who does what they do, lives where they live, faces what they face. And for the people around you, that would be you. I don't know what you think of when I say the word evangelist, probably someone preaching on a crusade platform, but I hope you'll start to think of the man or woman in the mirror that way, because all that is someone who carries the good news of Jesus to someone who needs him. Of all the millions of God's children, you're the one he's positioned to rescue the people around you. And where you are is your stretch of the beach, and you are his designated lifeguard. Like a young woman near the ocean that night, like that Jewish girl placed in a strategic spot, you've been placed where you are to save someone who's dying eternally if they die without Christ. You're not there just to enjoy your spot. No, you are there to save lives.